You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 53. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good evening, good morning. Good night.
Good morning.
All of that.
It morning. Was a great morning for morning. Bob.
Bob.
Bob had his way Bob. With you. Again. That's two nights in a row.
I don't want to know. I don't need to know. Poor leader koala.
Yeah.
It's disturbing. Bob's disturbing Bob. At times.
Yes.
But anyway. Anyway, you've hidden Lita Koala?
Well, she's still back up there, but right in the back, like you can't really see her anymore. But I don't think that, I think now that he knows that she's up there, that's where he needs to go if he wants to get some action. Right. It's true.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a great old romp, apparently.
Uh-huh.
It just keeps going
poor
back Lita for more.
Koala.
Uh-huh.
I feel dirty.
She's now fully seen the world. Like she's experienced everything.
Very disturbing. But anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, what else has been happening other than Bob being disturbing?
There's been some World of Warcraft news.
Has that? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad there has. You know, just because we do like to tell people. So, yeah. So, what's been happening? Obviously, I don't know if people are watching the stream or watching the video.
Yeah.
We're standing here in Suruma. Yeah. In front of Zhang Cloudwalker.
Yes. And it's important that you remember his name.
Zhang Cloudwalker.
Just saying, it's important. Yes.
But we could be standing here for quite some time because Spanky said that you need three people.
Yep.
So I'm like, yeah, well, that's a bit of a bugger.
Well, you can go pull somebody in. Me and Coffee sat there with about 28 pets. Yeah. I understand why they did three because some of the RP in it. They want you to like kind of chat and stuff with more than just your mate, and like I meant mate, like how you guys mean mate, like your friend. just saying, and like they want you to hang out with more folks, right? And make friends.
Still.
So
I might not want to hang out with anyone. I might just want to take a ride by myself.
And there's actually four walls to our basket. So, you know, there's room for the three. Just saying. There's a spring balloon festival. It started May 13th and it goes until it goes until May the 13th. And I understand why, because I get why they added four days for this versus the other ones were like 1 day, 2 days. I think on Courage was 4 days, right? I think it was a bigger one.
Yeah, four days.
Yeah, it was a bigger one, right? So this one.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those shows.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go from there now. Wow. Let me make sure Facebook Messenger chat sounds are off. There we go. Okay. So, I understand why, because there's actually seven different balloon rides. You might wait a while.
Seven?
Yeah, there's seven of them. Oh, yeah. There's four here. Mm. There's one in Pandaland and one in Northrend. Oh,
there's one in Pandaland.
Yes.
Oh.
And there's one in Northrend, and there's one in
Northrend.
What's the zone south on Cal?
Crystal Song.
Oh, Lindor. I think
Oldham.
Yes, so there's one there.
And there's one in Northrend too.
Yep.
In Crystal Song Forest.
Yeah,
oh, now I gotta try them all.
There's
one in Outland. Old Outland.
So long. What?
Really?
There's one in Old Outland?
No, I don't see one.
No.
Spanky, I don't see one.
Oh, there's actually eight. There's one in New Draenor. One, two, three. So there's eight. One, two, three, four, five, six.
I don't see one in Old.
New Draenor.
Yeah, no, Spanky said one in original Negrand, and there's nothing showing.
I don't want to spoil it for you now, because I've done them all. So basically, the trick was do them as soon as it launches, because everybody's out there. And it took me about an hour max to get it all done.
And that's
travel time in between and the trip too and all this.
Wow, that's really weird. Okay.
So
where's it's not showing in New Negrand?
There should be an
X. Oh, there it is over there. Okay. Alright, now I know where it is. Cool.
So
okay,
yeah, get it done.
That's
why we have so long. It's probably gonna take you time if you didn't get to do it right away, but you don't receive anything for it. But there's a little bit of funny stuff that happens. It was cute. I ran it on my main just in case that there's like a tracker or something. You never know. What else happened was the WoW Armory is new. Got changed. So I personally like the new display. Just it's responsive. Your tunes look good. I want to say that on my side, I personally don't use any photos on my PC desktop. I usually have it black and just bare, right? So I can see everything and we're all good.
Yeah.
The website being updated. They added new high resolution backgrounds, depending on your class, and they look amazing, like amazing. I do have a link.
Show mine. If you want to put that picture I took.
There is a link. No, we'll get to that when it's your turn. Somebody captured them all and put them and put them on a website so that you can grab them yourself. Here we go. I forgot to add this to
somebody?
Our show notes, and they were really, really, really neat. Here, I'm gonna add it into chat.
Oh, we're up. We're moving.
Who is this?
Yay! We're moving. Someone came over.
Wow.
Yay! Oh, it's
Magdalena?
So pretty.
Magdalena. Yeah. Thank you. Oh,
okay,
wait, that's not it. Hold on. I messed it up.
Taking screenshots. Taking screenshots.
Here we go. This is it.
Oh, because there can only be three of us because, oh, you just fell out.
No?
Oh, no, that must be my thing. That's Ebonlocke. Ebonlocke keeps falling out.
Lame. Okay, so I posted the link up and we'll post it on our website too. They're really neat. And so I actually used the Death Knight one for the first time. Like, I actually have a desktop background because they look so good.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, this might be bad.
Why?
Oh, because we're over Surama City. Ha.
Okay, so yeah, that's it for news. Next part. I want you to talk about the next part because when I did it for our last show, it was brutal. I think I made it bad.
What part?
There's show notes that we've taken the time to put together.
I don't know how to talk to him, Spanky. I'm just clicking on him and he's saying stuff. No, is that what I'm supposed to be doing?
Just listen to him.
Yeah. But I thought I might have been able to talk to him.
No.
I just click on him. I left click on him. What is the traditional greeting used in Surama City?
I was close. I'm not going to say what the answer is. Come on, guess.
How?
Guess. Just answer.
How do? I don't. I. Yeah. Yeah, an illusion. Why are you hiding? Yeah. But how am I supposed to do that?
You just answer. There's nothing. There's no, options. You're just there to talk and chat with each other.
Well, that's not good. You can answer those questions. And yeah, but it doesn't let me. I want to answer. I want to, type to him. I want it to be interactive.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just don't want to fly around. Yeah. I want to be like, I want to ABC.
/ say.
And say.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for flying and study up next time. Wow. Okay.
So you know that there's a show, right, that we're doing right now?
Yeah, I know.
You sure?
I'm playing and podcasting. I wanted to know what we were doing. That's kind of cool, though. I'll have to try it and see what happens next time. That's cool. Okay, we didn't get kicked out. That was cool.
Why would we be kicked out?
Anyway. Because I got kicked out of the one in Azuna. But anyway, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Okay. Okay, so going back to show notes is we've got a little promo to play because Calm Before the Storm is happening. So play.
Okay.
Hey, this is Heather and Dave, organizers for our fifth annual event, Con Before the Storm. This event means the world to us and the community, and for the last 4 years, none of this would be possible without you. Since 2013, when we began as World of Podcast, every year we have been humbled by the kindness of people in this community.
On Thursday, November 2nd, we plan to return with World of Podcast, our amazing fan art gallery featuring over 200 pieces of unique art, our meet and greet where content creators like Bajira, esports team like Method, and celebrity personalities like Malik Forte, Pamela Horton, and Michelle Morrow have mingled with fans.
Our Kickstarter is currently in full swing. We want to hit our stretch goals to get a larger space, which includes a Frog Pants and A-Move TV meetup, plus potentially some other stretch goal surprises.
Thank you for taking the time to check out our campaign and for your continued support. Help us kick off BlizzCon celebrations this year at Con Before the Storm 2017. Party by fans, for fans. For more information, please visit kickstarter.combeforestorm.com.
Hi.
Go.
Cool.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's very exciting. So,
they're really close. Basically, they're trying to get back into those two main rooms like they were last year. And the year before, they were in smaller rooms, like a whole bunch of small rooms, and it kind of felt a little bit sectioned off, so you didn't get the whole big, like, oh my goodness, look at everybody that's here, right? And last year when you went, it was like everyone was there, like it was nuts in like one big room. Well, two rooms where they took out the wall, right? So they're trying to get that again, and they're really close to it. So if you can help them, give them a hand.
They're good people.
Yeah, and I think DitchCon is also very close to funding as well. They're 60% or something like that, but they're not trying to get as much either. So they need 8,000 to get the room again that they had last year, and it was some good fun, and I got to see lots of people drunk on Wednesday night. I won't say that I was drunk because I was busy trying to keep your rep in one place, because she was all over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're not listening. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, wow. I am. No, it's very exciting. Wow. It's very, very exciting. Stone was hammered. Yeah, I don't know about that. Stone was enjoying himself.
Yeah.
Leader Koala was probably hammered.
Wrecked.
But anyway, no, it's very exciting times for all these things that are going on for when BlizzCon hits. So yeah, so I can't wait to see what you take part in this year, Stone. It'll be good. It'll be a lot of fun. What's that face for?
That's a weird face. Just making face when every time you speak. Now I'm just gonna make a face.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough. Anyway, I'll tell you about my week, so you can make all the funny faces you want. That's all good. I'm not looking at you. That's it. Okay. So let's start off. So I've been working on my transmog and mount runs and stuff, and I'm trying to work through the appearance tab sets, you know. Okay. So I've gone right back to the beginning. So I'm starting from the sort of the bottom of it and coming from vanilla, you know, through to later. So I didn't get anything last week, which was really disappointing. But I did manage to get some boots from Blackwing Lair for my Nemesis set. So I still need the belt, I think it is. So, and then I'll have the full Nemesis set, which has really surprised me, because I swear I had the Nemesis set. I had the full Nemesis set. So I'm really quite, I just feel it's a bit weird that, anyway, it's not showing, so I need to go get it. And I got some other, like, random cloth things and some, I think I got a cute sword and some other stuff and some staves and a cloak, but specific warlock wise I only got the one thing, so it was like, okay, well, one's better than none, so that's okay. So I've still got to go back in and appearance tab. So the belt, no, sorry, it's the robe, not the belt. The robe drops from Nefarian, so I've got to do the full run and hope that Nefarian drops my robe, my actual Nemesis robe. So yeah. So we'll see. I'll do that this week. I haven't done this week's run yet. But I did get Exalted with Legion 4.
Ooh.
And yeah. And I also got all the way through Exalted. And I got a bonus cash.
Already?
Which gave me... Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I've pretty much just been doing a lot of Broken Shores stuff and really trying to get... Because I was like, I need the Nether Shards and I need the hand-ins for the rep. So I managed to get myself the Tabard. So the Tabard, I think, was like 10,000 Nether Shards. And I didn't have any luck in, you know, there's a daily over there where you go into the cave and you got to pick the box.
Yep.
The best that I'd got was like 2,000. And I was like, oh, why can't I just get a really good one? So I got a higher one the other night and I got like 3,100. I was like, yay. But I'd been doing the missions, the follower missions, and I got that twice, the 7,500 Nether Shards. I got one that last week and one this week. So I then had enough. So I got a Tabard. And then I got the other toy. So I got the Legion Invasion Simulator because that was 25,000 Nether Shards to get that toy. So I was like, okay,
good Lord.
Sweet. I've got that. I haven't got the stuff. I haven't got the other stuff that I think comes from the loot box. I think there's another toy and a pet. I've not got those. So I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, you get that. So I'm just going to keep getting Nether Shards and I might be lucky, and if I need to spend stuff, I'll buy some of those 5,000 tokens, you know, for gear and upgrade my gear. But I'm sitting on 889 a level.
That's pretty good.
So yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. That's not too bad. Again, for not raiding, that's not bad. I'll go with that. So that was cool. And then last night I saw when I logged in, I was like, oh, the balloon rides is up. So I went over to Azuna because I thought, oh, well, I noticed that there was X's on my map and I could see that there. I was like, oh, there's all different places to go in Broken Isle.
Yeah.
I didn't even look anywhere else because I was just like, oh, there's just these. So I went over to Azuna. And it was weird because I just clicked on it and I took off. So I must have been lucky. And I was in a party with two Alliance. It was hilarious because I'm like, okay, this is a bit awkward. Lucky. And I was in.
Sorry.
So yeah. And we flew across Azuna. And I was looking at the chat and seeing that the goblin was talking to me. And then the goblin was like saying, we got to charge them. And then the next thing I got kicked out and I had these wings like a goblin glider, but it wasn't a goblin glider. And then I was floating down. I was floating down with the goblin glider, but I was like, oh, okay. That's weird.
Oh,
so we didn't go very far.
Oh, in Azuna. Yes. That was on purpose. That was on purpose. That's part of the ride.
Yeah. So okay. I was like, oh, okay. All right. So it was all about they were trying to scam money from us.
Yeah.
That's what they were trying to do.
Uh-huh.
Damn goblins. Yeah. So I was like, oh. So I thought, well, I'll leave the other ones because I was like, oh, okay. I'll look at them later. But the Suramar one, that was kind of cool because we went halfway across the map. That's kind of cool. And we didn't get kicked out. So I'm going to have to go and check out the other ones.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. And then I did take a picture. I was telling Zone I couldn't figure out how to take a screenshot of the WoW Armory. So, but it is very bright and high res, and it looks really cool. It's nice to see that I can log into the WoW page and search for Leader, and I can find her, and it all looks very pretty, and I'm like, oh, okay. It's really cool. So I'm really glad that they've done that. I'm still waiting for my pet battles.
They actually removed some information from the new site compared to the old site. Like they removed your activity feed. So you know how it shows you the last 50 things that you've done. That's gone. Yeah. That's gone.
That's fine. I don't think we need an activity feed. Like we've got Twitter stuff. You don't need to know what everyone's doing.
Some people
do. You've
got
Twitter to do that.
No.
Why? What? That's like stalking.
We've also lost information like how many times you've died, how many times you've killed certain things.
Yeah, but that's all in game on the stats.
Right.
On your toon stats.
It used to be on the website and it's not there anymore. So
kills.
There's been
total kills.
There's been requests already made to add these back in, and I use them for our website, and because they're gone now, I had to add a new page for it. So I created a page that shows the information from my end, not the front end.
Mm.
So it's very plain, but
yeah.
We still have access to it, but only for irons.
Mm. And I couldn't change my stance. I couldn't figure out if that was a thing. You know how you could, you used to be able to change. Well, in the old one, you used to be able to change, and you know, you could have have the motion where it looked like that you were, you know, like I could be casting a spell or doing something like that. I couldn't figure, I couldn't figure out how if I could do that. I couldn't see it. So
that's,
I was
amazing.
Like, okay. Oh, okay. I'm just standing there.
That's amazing.
And and I kept wanting to swizzle it around. Like I was moving my mouse and I'm like, oh, I can't move me tune around. I just want to, you know, go back and forth. But I couldn't do that. So, but it looks pretty. So I was like, yeah, so that's kind of cool. And other than that, that's been it.
I didn't show it on the screen.
Show it on the screen. Well, you know, she looks pretty smexy. Of course, I'm incorruptor. Looks very cute. So, and like, that would be cool to like make that outfit in real life for Halloween.
Go for it. Do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of planning. That's a lot of sewing.
Do it.
A lot of sewing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a long time since I've sewed.
What's the date today?
We'll see.
July, August, September, October. You have 5 months. Go.
It's 5 months. Yeah. No, I'd need more planning than 5 months. Yeah, it's cool. I do love that set. It's very, very cool. So we'll have to see.
Goodness.
Anyway, yeah, it doesn't sound like I've done a lot of world quests. I've done a lot of Broken Shore. That's it. Like, it's just been Broken Shore, getting the stuff. Broken Shore, Broken Shore, Broken Shore. I don't even really know why. I think it was more I wanted Nether Shard. So, so yeah, that's been my week. That's it.
And it's because you want to actually use those for buying stuff, right? Like,
yeah.
I think for me, once I got my flying, I think I've done the campaign quests. I didn't do the campaign quest for this week. I think I did
go kill demons.
I did the one where you have to get 10 shards or something like that. No, not 10 shards. Like 100 shards or something off of them, off of kills.
No, I think that was the week before,
right?
Yeah. Well, this time you got to go kill 100 demons in various areas. So we just went over to Azuna, you know, in that starting where you start near Illidari Perch.
Okay.
And just killed demons. And yeah, so it didn't take really very long. And it was good because I was also farming grizzly trophies for Darkmoon Fair. Yeah. So it was like, I've nearly done grizzly trophies. What do I need? I need 16 more grizzly trophies to before I need to go hand that in. So yeah, so that wasn't too bad. So we're getting there. And of course Darkmoon Fair's on, which is always good. But I'm just getting the bonus tokens. Just getting up the tokens. Just hanging on to my tokens just in case if I need to buy other stuff. Like transmog stuff.
Which tokens? Like the Darkmoon tickets?
Darkmoon Fair tickets.
Tickets? Yep. Okay. Alright.
Yeah. I don't have many. Let me have a look. I'll tell you how many I've got on later currently.
Sure.
I've got 362 on later currently. So they won't go far by the time I start buying stuff again. But I've already got I've got the full Warlock, both of the full replica sets. So I don't need that, but I can buy other stuff. So see, I haven't decided what I want to buy yet. So we'll see. But anyway, Stone, what have you been doing?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go, guys. That's it. We're done.
Jeez. it's actually funny. I think I've done less than you in normal WoW world, I guess. In the normal WoW world. But I guess I'm going to change up the order a little bit. Because I want to do that. No. We have time.
Yeah, we got time.
We have time. Okay. So I'm going to put up this screenshot. Bam. We were able to get Heroic Dan down, and it was like we were so close on Wednesday night, like not last night, but the week before, and we couldn't quite get him down, even though he had the 5% nerf. That was like 5% to the health of all of his friends and stuff like that. Hey, where are you going?
No way. I'm just
get out of me.
Standing next to you.
I need that mount too. So for folks that are not watching, you know, she's up on her nice fancy mount now, and I need it.
Long forgotten hippogriff. Oh so yeah.
Looks. I like the purple. So we were able.
I am Moo. I am in game.
We were able to get the ahead of the curve achievement and. That's pretty much going to be all that we're going to do because we don't have enough people to go for Mythic. So, but I think I'm okay with that. So I have the screenshot up, and if you can see, I'm kind of in the center, and there's like a flash right on my face. So you can't really see me very well, and it's like, what is going on? It's like, oh man. So, anyways, that was my raiding week. And then we raided last week, or last night, and we cleared Heroic really fast. Like, we cleared it all out in one go. And we actually then went back onto normal and killed the last two again. And then we call locked it at night, and we did it all in 2 hours, 45 minutes. It went by so fast.
Wow.
Now I don't know what we're going to do. I think tonight we're supposed to do achievements or something. I don't know. But, or we might start trying to pull in alts now. I think maybe this will be a good time to bring in my alts into that guild and get those fold up.
Okay, cool. Well, congrats. That's awesome.
I've liked the group comp is good. And, you know, we kind of screw around a bit, and but not all the time, which is good. So, and we kill stuff, and it's pretty cool. So, I also went on the balloon trip. I have a whole bunch of screenshots.
Is this like a long, strange balloon trip?
Kind of.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But I'm not going to show all the all the screenshots, because most of the screenshots I realized after the fact, they're of me at the ground, like waiting to go in, and I'm like, well, that's not really, but I did add one. Like, I don't want to talk about the balloon trips now because I'm gonna ruin it for you.
I'm gonna post this one to Twitter that I took while we were doing our
well, I did Shen and Crystal Song first, and then we went down to Schnotz was dumb. I won't tell you what you get to do.
Okay.
So it's funny. It's really good. Okay. And it's kind of funny because the first trip that you take with Chen, he's like, "Hey, so I'm sure you guys have traveled far and wide. Why don't you guys share your adventures?" And I'm like, "Oh, it wants me to be social." I'm like, I don't want to be social. It's an MMO, and everybody on my balloon was having a chat except me, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, I feel so. I don't want to, and I didn't want to do this. I just want to go on the balloon ride. The next trip, Schnotz goes, there will be no talking. And I'm like, yes, I like this. I like this very, very much.
That's funny.
And we get to do something. And I guess if you read the show notes, Lita, then you'll see what it was. I'm just going to delete it from the show notes.
I didn't read the show notes.
Obviously. So
let's go back to Maridol, and I'll see if Moo's there, and we can take balloon ride with Moo. Moo, I'm just going to ask him in chat. Moo, are you over at Surama at Maridol? Because if you are, Stone and I will come back, and we will go on a balloon ride if you want, because you need three people. Okay, hang on. I'm going to fly back to Maridol. Okay, we're coming back. I'll see what Moo says. Yes, sorry. Keep going.
So there's after that, I went to Valley of the Four Winds, and I took the Cloudwalker Express. And the guy has some issues with his father. That's all that I'll say. I'll put up a screenshot of the one that I actually took when it was up in the air. Going over to wherever it is.
Maridol. Okay. We're coming, Mo.
Yeah, there we go.
Storm Maria, see ya. Hey, Storm Maria.
Hey, how's it going? Here's a screenshot of me in the balloon ride from New Grand. I won't say what happens, but it was pretty neat, and then it was a bit of a bummer because of where it leaves you, because there's no other way to get back, and you're like, what, like, come on. So that was fun. And then I did the Azuna one where it's like they're trying to rip me off, and that I didn't like, but I thought it was kind of funny that the balloon ride exploded hey, there's MacGyver. There's a MacGyver.
There is a MacGyver.
And then I ended... No, I didn't end up with the Cloudwalker Express in Suramar. I did the one with Emmy Lan?
Yeah.
In Dwarmheim. And apparently... Okay, oh yeah, she picks... So we play a game. Kiss me... Wait, would you kiss me, Harry, or slay? And I got picked to be... She said she was going to slay me. I'm like, what the... Give her the meh. Then okay. I did High Mountain, the Kilimanjaro one.
Right, yep.
Yeah, you're not listening. That's okay.
I'm reading. I didn't say it last time. Mm-hmm. It says Lita. Is Lita here? I've got to say, please just say here. So I said here. Very well. Do we have Headstone in attendance today? No.
No.
I like the fact it is interactive. It's not kind of.
It's a script. So you gotta.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta do it at the right time, right? Quit the talking. Mm. Yeah. So the other thing that I want to talk about is the, because how much time do we have? We have about 19 minutes. So we have time. You know, I basically, a lot of people have helped me out over these last 3 or 4 weeks. So I'm raising money for a walk for ALS, where the money goes towards finding a cure, trying to make it a treatable disease, and also trying to assist folks with stuff that have it. So I had set my goal at $1,000, and I had asked Celeste Dolan if he would agree to dye my beard purple. And he said yes. And I want to make a point that this is him saying that he would do it, not a Blizzard thing, okay? And so he said he would, and oops. So we hit the $1,000 goal like really fast, really, really, really fast. And a lot faster than I thought, that's for sure. And so we needed a new goal. For that answer, I had said something's not quite right. Because that's the other thing that they say.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're just doing the balloon ride again for folks not watching. Because...
again.
Yeah. Yeah. So
this is so cute.
We needed a stretch goal for 2,000, and Tiber had said, "Well, why don't you ask if he would be willing to live stream?" And he said, "Yes." And so we're just under $1,800 of the $2,000 goal. So we're really, really, really close. I have not even put in money myself. So, I mean, I was going to put in money right at the end. And I think my wife was too. And I think this year I should be able to make more money than my wife. 'Cause I don't condone beating my wife. Right. So. Last year she beat me right at the end, and I'm still afraid my wife will still beat me, because there'll be somebody that comes by. Why does this Nightborn Tapper always get pulled?
I don't know.
Right at the end.
That's bizarre. Ooh, we get loot bot. Hey. Okay.
So basically, I'll be finishing off my fundraising kind of. With a 24-hour live stream that starts in about 37 hours from now.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be starting Friday, May the 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern. That turns out to be Saturday, 10 a.m. Australian Eastern and 2 a.m. Central European time. And it's going to be going for 24 hours straight. I will be having 5-minute breaks to get up and walk around, because and take some
you need to
and take some painkillers too, because I'm gonna be a mess. We don't have a guest for our podcast this weekend, but because I don't want to cack on screen and make our poor guest feel bad.
No, you just do that to me. That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, because we're cool, you know?
Exactly. But we're going to do some stuff my Saturday night. So I'm coming along to annoy and poke you.
Come over here. Come over, stand on my other side here. Come here.
Stand on your, where are you? Okay.
No, on the other side, of me. There we go, because now we're all centered. Okay. There we go. No.
Yeah, but Evan Locke says he's like stalking. Jeez. Evan Locke's like...
He's like, no, me first.
He's like
right up in
the... Who are you talking to, man? That looks hilarious.
Guyver. So basically...
Blinktron! Blinktron, I might get something pretty.
I need the 5,000 one, but I don't need it on this tune. I need it on the other. I need it on my main.
I will take anything.
I actually was able to get one.
Thanks, Moon.
More of the Inspector achievement, and I need one more.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh. Ow. Nothing. But anyway, getting back to our live stream.
Wow.
You got 24 hours of doing stuff. So we're going to do stuff Saturday night.
Yes.
Aren't we? We're going to do stuff. I don't even know what until I need to pass out. He can't pass out. I'm passing out.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure I'll be playing some Player Unknown for a little bit, and then some Overwatch. And then I'm going to be doing some mount runs with you and maybe some leveling with you. I was thinking of it would be kind of neat if we did 5-man iron or 5-man, I don't know, naked raiding with only an heirloom, like an heirloom cloak or something. I don't know, like just one, so we could just go in and kill stuff. I don't think we could. We actually zone in at level 1 or no?
Nope.
So you have to be 15 to zone in. So if we were to run all the way over to dead mines, then we couldn't just go in.
Nope.
Okay. Well, there goes that idea.
But that's okay. We've got lots of runs that we can do.
Well,
so Jubin and I have been doing your mount runs this week, Buster, because we've got stuff we're gonna run.
Yeah, I was actually gonna run my mount runs. When I was doing the balloon ride, I took the time to go and check for the camel, and also for some of the Draenor rares, and I didn't get anything yet. So,
that's a bummer.
But I didn't do any of the other mounts, so I'm saving them.
Which
for
camel? The weekend. Which camel? That camel.
Wow.
I still remember getting that camel. Why? Oh, I love that.
Why?
Bye, Moo. So we've got things that we're going to do, which will be exciting, so people can come and say hello.
We're doing that. And... D&D as well. We're going to do a
four session. Doing D&D Nisi's game. Nisi's
husband,
which is
Russ,
like,
is going to run.
I'm not going to be there because it's like 2:00 in the morning for me.
Guess who will be there?
Or something crazy. No, I'm not. I'm not going to.
Guess.
Doing D&D at 2:00 in the morning.
Guess who will be there? Guess who? Huh? Zortz.
I don't know.
Zortz is going to be there.
Zortz is going to be there. Awesome. Yeah. I would, you know, I'd totally come and hang out with Zortz and you, but 2:00 in the morning.
You can do that. It's easy peasy. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you'll probably be up anyway.
I probably will. I'll probably be awake now. I'll probably be awake and be like, fine, I'm coming. I'm awake.
So. So,
oh, good.
I think Thist and Thorn might be coming on to do stuff.
Oh, nice.
Thist said something about, yeah, but not necessarily, we might not be playing anything. I'm like, no, we're playing stuff. And I can hear voices, so hold on a second.
I was going to say, of course you would hear voices. But that's a whole different thing.
Man.
They're awake it's already. It's not
even 7 o'clock and they're up.
Yeah. Well, they're early risers.
I don't know where they get that from. It ain't from me. And it ain't from my wife. So that only makes it... But the milkman apparently is up early.
Yeah. There you go. Could be the milkman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. We've got lots to do this weekend. So you certainly drop in and we'll tweet it and all of that. And just come and poke Stone because we really don't want him falling asleep. You know, as much as I'm sure that will be hilarious on the video. It won't. I don't want you to get banned for like 3 days.
Yeah, if I pass out, yeah. Poor Cuddles.
Yeah.
Although that would be funny, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids are 16 and 20. Can't get them out of bed. I can't wait. I can't wait for that.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although by that time,
I wish I could sleep more. I will be awesome.
Making sure that they have a podcast of their own too. So. I wanted to say, but thanks for everyone so far that has helped out, and even if you were not able to give, just being able to retweet and help us like that, it's great. You know, it's been a huge help. So thank you very, very much.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, I think we're done. Anything else we need to
I don't think so.
Make mention? It's a quick show, guys. Family's getting up, so Stone's got to go and attend to the kids in a minute.
Yeah.
And Bob's been quiet, though.
Well,
where's Bob? Because he's still in bed.
Because he's been bad.
I don't know.
He's been bad.
Spanky says if he's around, he'll poke his head in. Cool. Excellent, Spanky. Yeah. Nice.
So.
Okay, and MacGyver says he'll poke you. Thanks, Moo. And MacGyver's got like that big gun on his jar, and he'll like poke you with that big gun. Can't remember. MacGyver's got a like that Whoops. Big.
I'm doing it again.
Thank you. You're doing it again.
Well, excellent. I did it again. I'm just refreshing the Facebook feed, and it doesn't remember that I had it on mute the first time, so it plays, and it's like, no, I want you to remember. I want you to remember that I had it on mute.
Mm.
I don't think it would be possible though, but.
Mm. Nice. Excellent.
I did it again. Butchering podcast. We're butchering it. Podcast. Yeah. Just butchering.
Well, you butchering get the that. Audio. Stuff happens. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I suppose thanks everyone for coming and saying hi. We appreciate it. I think I'm going to have to go to bed. Oh, Nat's coming to go ballooning. Sure, Moo. Where is she? We can go for a balloon ride with Natani. Absolutely. Tell her, get on. I'll go back over. Oh, maybe we could do a different one. Oh, Ceremon's quite cool, though.
Go do them all while you can.
I don't have time. I want to go to bed. I'm tired.
So go Go do them. Go do them all. Don't do the same one over and over again. Okay, good. Just make sure
you have to do it tomorrow. I've still got a couple of days, so.
You're halfway through. Yeah. You don't have that much
time.
That's
okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, but I can do it tomorrow night. That's so good.
I'm not doing it through a live stream because I just don't know.
Fair enough. Okay.
What the?
All right. Well, I suppose we can finish off the stops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. All right. So where people can find us, don't forget, check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send us emails. We like to hear what you've been up to in your adventures in Azeroth. So you can send an email to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. And you can definitely tweet us. We are on the tweeters, and it is @ADVAzeroth. Don't forget, we have got a Discord channel, and you can come say hi and tell us what you've been up to over there, which is tinyurl.com/AIADiscord. And, of course, Twitch, we do a live show, twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth, which is Thursdays, 6 a.m. for Stone, 8 p.m. for Lita. So you can come and say hi.
I forgot to change that. I have to change.
Hi.
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 Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, good. Hang on. All right, you do your bit. I've got to go to High Mountain. Sure, me. I'm coming.
Okay. You can find me. Well, my bit's really small. Oh man. Wow. I did say that, didn't I? I did say that. I did. There's nothing to it. So you can find me on Twitter @STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone. As well as the WoW Challenges podcast, which Alita and I both host on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. And 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. Except this week, it will be the live 24-hour stream. So we will be recording an episode, and there will be its own separate thing, but it will be part of the live stream this week. So
yeah.
It might be a shorter show.
Yes, it might be.
Because I'm probably going to be dead.
No, you're not. Spanky says you could change your name from Stone to Pebble.
I actually had one called Pebble Stone. Oh, no.
You did. You got a Pebblestone. But anyway, thanks, Spanky. No. Oh, my cheek hurts. Oh. I just bit it and I laughed at the same time. Ow.
That's karma.
Anyway.
Just saying.
It's not.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So where can people find you, Lita?
I flew to the wrong place. Okay, so people can find me on Twitter. I'm at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW.
You have 2 minutes left. Focus.
I'm trying to get to Boo and Natani. And you can listen to me on the WoW Challenges podcast. And I do have Beyond the Avatar, but I'm taking a break. Just saying. Other than that, thank you everyone for the likes and retweets, for the chat room, for just coming and hanging out. Thanks, guys and girls. We do appreciate it. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. And oh, I found a MacGyver. Where's our Miss Natani? Yep. Hang on, where is she? I'm just gonna invite her to our group.
Folks that joined us on Facebook, I don't usually stream it on here, but I might start doing it in the future for longer. Uh-huh. Or, you know, so because we're not playing music, so I won't get kicked off.
Okay. Yeah. Oh well, that's okay.
So yeah.
Bye, Storina.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And
thanks, guys.
See you next week.
Thanks, Binky.
If I'm not dead.
Thanks, Moo.
And if I do die, then Lita will do a special show by herself. Say,
You're not.
And there this is, week, you can...
There is not.
Well, you can go find a replacement really, really quick, and you can do a show. Need to find somebody that can do it on Twitch.
No.
Well, I think I gave you all the passwords, right? So.
Yeah. No.
Oh, well, I have.
But anyway.
Okay. So, yeah. It was nice knowing you guys. See you on the other side.
Okay. Bye.
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 Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompidec.com. No copyright infringement is intended.